The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, there was another big issue brought up at the conference in Birmingham by Diane Woodford. She shared her comments with us on YouTube.
My big issue is parking on pavements and airboards. There's something awful about walking around with a bar menu because you've walked into somebody's airboard onto your clothes. And funnily enough, I have lost a big toenail, which was very painful, on an airboard. And parking on pavements, you're walking along and all of a sudden, bang, you're attached yourself to a car, or a wing mirror's bruised you. Really, really, really uncomfortable. It's really unsafe. And walking around to airboards to get to, even just to take my little boy to an ice cream shop, makes life really difficult and dangerous for us both. Me and my little boy and the guide dog quite often end up walking on the road to get around parked cars or airboards.
Yeah, it's always so helpful when a sighted person leaves their airboard or their car parked in our way, isn't it? Well, the question is what's being done about it. RNIB are doing their bit and have been working to ban airboards across the country. And the good news is there's been some success. In York, the council there have agreed to a one-year ban starting in February next year, which will see an end to all airboards and other advertising materials on the streets in York City Centre. Now, coming up in a minute, we'll hear from Councillor Ian Gillies from City of York Council to find out why they are the first council to introduce such a ban, when other councils are doing little or nothing about it. But first, let's hear from Diane Raworth, who is blind herself and is the chief officer of York Blind and Partially Sighted Society. She told Yvonne Milne that she's pleased at the result there.
Oh, really, really pleased, yes. In fact, delighted, I think, is a really good description. It's been a long, long time coming, but the result is really great. It's been a very, very long journey. At one point, we were very close to getting airboards being banned completely, but then businesses decided that actually it was going to be very adverse effect on them, and the council listened more strongly to the businesses than they did to visually impaired people and other pedestrian users. So we got to a point where the council were clearly not meeting anybody's needs. They were just fudging it, and A-boards were proliferating, and one came out, then another, then another, then another. And, you know, photographers were going around taking photographs and putting them in the paper, and it was just growing like topsy. So eventually the council said, well, clearly this is not working. We need to come up with a system that is going to work for pedestrians and for business users. We involved very much the RNIB campaigns officers and Guide Dogs for the Blind and Visually Impaired People in trying to identify what the hazards were, and also very gently pointing out to the council what they as a local authority were responsible for, which is providing safe places for people to walk. And again, we had the backup of RNIB legal services to help us do this. And it was just, don't give up, don't give up, don't give up, keep on going back, going with the process and aiming to get to a good end result. And our stance was always we wanted A-boards banning completely. That's not the result that we ended up with, but the result we ended up with we are very happy with.
So how have A-boards on the streets of York affected you personally?
Oh, well, I bumped into one. Well, I actually walked into one and cut my leg on it, which was absolutely infuriating. But more than infuriating, it shakes you up. It makes you feel very nervous about walking around, and in a way it makes you feel a bit stupid as well, and that's not an experience that we wanted anybody to have in future. So I've got a very limited field of vision. I have retinitis pigmentosa, so I have a small amount of central vision, and sometimes I use a long cane and sometimes I don't. But even if you're out with a long cane, then your cane can get knotted up in the legs of the A-board. And you have to just concentrate so hard on where you're going that you don't have the nice, simple journey that fully sighted people do.
Let's bring in Councillor Ian Gillies. He is a councillor for the City of York Council. Why did you decide to do what other councillors have yet to achieve in banning A-boards completely?
Well, it's something that's been lying dormant for some time. And when we came to power, it was one of the things that I picked up. And obviously, in York, which of course is a tourist city with about 7 million visitors every year, the proliferation of A-boards is just growing and growing and growing. And if there was one outside the odd shop, that's fine. But this has got out of hand now, and there's up to four or five outside some premises, and not always outside their own premises, which, of course, they do call to hazard.
Blind and partially sighted people were keen for you to ban these A-boards. Was it that voice of the visually impaired community that made you reach this decision, or was it the wider issue of tourists in your town being affected?
No, the blind and partially sighted were actually a key part of this, as was the local civic trust, because York, obviously the ambience of York and its historical character, plus the proliferation of them all, plus things like, you know, the street cleaners were having to go around them, etc., and it was becoming a bit of a nonsense. But in real terms, the impetus was from the blind and partially sighted lobby.
The A-boards in York will be banned for a year as part of the trial you are proposing. What happens after that?
We're going to start the trial on the 1st of February. Now, what will happen is that on the 1st of February, between now and then, we will contact all the shops, etc., in York that have A-boards outside. And this is affecting the city centre of York, effectively within the city walls, and telling them of our decision, if they don't already know, and advising them to take the A-boards in on the 1st of February. If they don't, then they will be given a 14-day moratorium. And if they're still out there, then we will remove them. But we have given alternatives regarding planning permission of putting the information on walls, hanging signs, etc., to mitigate the loss of the A-boards for some people, because there's no doubt people that live and work up dark passageways that are not... people don't know where they are. They need a sort of a direction to them. So we don't want to let them lose a lot of trade either.
Diane Roweth, what do you say to other campaigners around the country who aren't getting the kind of positive response you've had in York?
I think you have to try and win some friends somewhere along the line. You have to try and get some of the local councillors on your side. Perhaps take them on a walk around the city. We've done that. And again, RNIB were great and guide dogs were great coming along. So we had a group of visually impaired people and some of the local councillors and some people who were very well versed in the legislative side of the Highways Act. And we actually demonstrated what a difficulty it causes. We actually got on board the Civic Trust. So the Civic Trust in York didn't like A-boards because of the way that it interfered with the visual aspects of York. York is a historic city, and A-boards clearly are not historic. And they don't, a lot of A-boards really don't give anyone the best impression of a beautiful historic city.
This is a trial, Diane. What are you and your local campaigners going to do to ensure A-boards are permanently banned?
I think we will have to be vigilant. We will have to. That's why we've offered to help the council in terms of monitoring the success of the scheme. So it's unfair to expect the council in today's tight times to have lots of people wandering around looking out for A-boards. So we're going to be there trying to help the council to make sure that A-boards are not being put up in those streets where they're banned. And I think it is just about keeping that dialogue going, keeping visually impaired people interested in making sure that this scheme works, and being open and willing to feed back to the council and to businesses in whatever way helps this scheme to be a success.
Diane Roweth and Councillor Ian Gillies in York there. So well done to everyone who took part in the campaign in York. It is great news, but it's not enough. In Horsham in West Sussex, Julia, who is blind, tells us more needs to be done.
With what's happening in York, that could be a major step forward, because York is a major city. And if it can happen in a major city, I think it can happen in smaller towns. And Horsham is a relatively small market town, although it has grown over the last few years. But compared to York, it is relatively small. So I think that's a big step forward. I think in Horsham, I don't honestly believe that the A-boards are going to take away business, because the shopping areas are very much connected and linked. It's not a massive shopping area. And so people would have to walk past any shop to get to where they wanted to go. So they're not going to miss anything by not having A-boards. And with regards to visually impaired people, I know that you get to know where the shops are that you want to go to. So you know where to walk and how to get to them. You don't need A-boards to show you the way. And I honestly don't think that they are a necessity for a shop. Yes, there may be places that are slightly off the main walkway, maybe down an alley, and I know that A-boards are put at the end of the alley. That can be a problem for them as well as the visually impaired person. But if they're put in the same place all the time and it's not blocking the alleyway, then there could be a resolution to that particular problem. But on the whole, I really don't think A-boards are necessary.
OK, so perhaps a resolution there. Thanks, Julia. Joyce is in Morpeth and still can't get her council to do anything about A-boards.
I was really pleased to hear that York have succeeded in having A-boards banned. Here in Northumberland, we have been campaigning for several years to have A-boards banned. By we, I mean the Northumberland Low Vision Action Group, or NAG for short. We have had several meetings with county councillors, town councillors, Chamber of Trade, and we've actually taken out all our local MPs on blindfold walks, councillors on blindfold walks, council officials, mayor. And although everyone is sympathetic, nothing really changes. However, now, just within this last couple of weeks, the Northumberland County Council have come up with a proposed guidance. But it's just so woolly. I mean, they're hoping this will be adopted by the council in October. But there are just so many loose words used in it, like appropriate and desirable and reasonable. I mean, the shopkeepers will just not, will ignore it, because there's so much detail in it. It's given the dimensions for A boards. It talks about the footfall. It talks about the width of the street. Who's going to monitor this and think of the cost of enforcing something like this? We really need a complete ban. And of course, what evidence is there that A-boards help increase shopkeepers' profits? You know, we really would love someone to come up with some sort of figures, because surely a shopkeeper's best advertising space is his shop window. And really, these A-boards just prevent us, anyone, from reaching the window. There's one shop unit, a single shop unit in our local town, which has 5 A-boards outside. I mean, it's just impossible to see what's in this shop window display. And of course, as well as being a nuisance for visually impaired and blind people, you know, what about wheelchair users, people on motorised scooters, mums with buggies? We've tried so long, and we want a complete ban, because we just don't think this proposed guidance is good enough. It leaves far too many loopholes, and it will just be completely ignored. And, you know, we, like York, we were in Northumberland, we have lots of very pretty ancient market towns. And, you know, it doesn't help the aesthetics with these horrible old, sometimes very tacky A-boards strewn about the pavements. And, of course, it says, this guidance says to keep them in the same place. But that means that only local people are able to shop. You've got to have a good memory. And what about visitors? What about tourists? How will they know where the A-boards are supposed to be?
Thanks, Joyce. So is this a big issue for you? Have you been campaigning yourself and are starting to feel like you're banging your head against a brick wall? Well, get in touch with us at the Weekly Connect, and maybe we can give your local council a call and find out why they're not listening to you. Email weeklyconnect@rnib.org.uk, or if you're on Twitter, find us at RNIB Radio. There's also more on the RNIB A-board campaign called Who Put That There? Get in touch with RNIB campaigns online at rnib.org.uk.
The Weekly Connect on RNIB Connect Radio.